Jemele Hill says Caitlin Clark's fame is problematic because of her race and sexuality. By Warner Todd Houston on May 21, 2024. Atlantic writer and ex-ESPN talker Jemele Hill is once again targeting WNBA star Caitlin Clark and insisting that Clark is only earning her fame because she is a straight white woman. Clark came off a winning college basketball season and ended her college career by breaking a list of women's basketball records, not to mention doing her part to wildly increase viewership on TV and in person for women's college basketball games. She parlayed her college fame into a WNBA career after being signed by the Indiana Fever this season as the number one pick in the 2024 WNBA draft. On top of that, she earned herself a $28 million shoe deal with Nike. But, proving the leftists really don't care about the achievements of women in general. Only minority or homosexual women who fit within the liberal ideal. The left has spent every waking minute over the last year accusing Clark of any manner of violation of wokeness and dismissing her achievements as that of a privileged white girl. Now, uber-leftist and race grievance writer Jemele Hill is again chiming in and proclaiming that Clark is undeserving of her fame because she is merely a straight white girl. Like WNBA player Asia Wilson, Hill, who has blasted Clark before, was particularly incensed by the Nike shoe deal Clark received and accused the sports attire company of making sure that black women are often erased from the picture. Hill told the LA Times that the main reason Clark gets so much media coverage is because of her race and her sexuality. "We would all be very naive if we didn't say race and her sexuality played a role in her popularity," said Hill, bloviated. "While so many people are happy for Caitlin's success, including the players, this has had such an enormous impact on the game. There is a part of it that is a little problematic because of what it says about the worth and the marketability of the players who are already there." Hill added that there is a silver lining in the undeserving Clark, though. Her media profile, Hill claims, will force the WNBA to up its diversity game. Hill went on to emphasize Clark's success in forcing accountability. The former ESPN host continued, "And I think that's a great thing. Now the WNBA has to evaluate everything they do. While it's shameful that they waited until they got the right player to start behaving in ways they could have been doing all along, the point is that her presence is going to force a level of accountability in the sport that wasn't always there." It is unclear just what Hill thinks the WNBA needs to elevate. After all, 70.3% of WNBA players are already black. And another 11% are women of color. On top of that, nearly 30% identify as gay, lesbian, or queer. These numbers are already wildly over the top of the national representation of these groups. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.